Hello and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, the host of the program. Red Barn Radio is now in its 18th broadcast season. And tonight, guess what? It's our 695th live studio performance. And now, folks, please welcome to the Red Barn stage, Sasha Colette and the Magnolias.
I'm just as classy as Patsy. I love life better, oh, like a rainbow. Yes, I dance like Dolly, throw the hatchet like Molly. I wear like Winona, preach the gospel like Patty. I'm a real queen bee, just as classy as Patsy. I'm just as classy as Patsy.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
On the Red Barn stage tonight are Sasha Colette and the Magnolias. Sasha Colette and the Magnolias are natives of Olive Hill, at least Sasha is, and the others come from other places we'll talk about later. She's been writing and singing songs for many years, and with her band, the Magnolias, brings to us a little bit of rock and a good dose of Kentucky soul. Please welcome back Sasha Colette and the Magnolias back to the Red Barn stage.
Out on the
here's Red Barn Radio's host, Brad Becker, speaking with Sasha Collette and the Magnolias. Here's Brad.
Well, welcome, listeners. If you're just joining us, we are joined this evening by Sasha Collette and the Magnolias. Great group of players, several of whom have been on the program before. It's nice to have you all back. Nice to meet the other two gentlemen. We were talking about this before the show. Was it like season 5 or something when you were here last? How long ago was it?
Well, I wore a red dress and a red hat, and I didn't wear that ever. That's like the only time I wore the gig. That's an old dress. If I had to figure it out, it's about 13 years ago.
Yeah, that would work. Yeah, I think that's about right. When we met was just a time when I was pretty new to Kentucky and just getting to know Kentucky, and you were definitely one of the people who made me feel like I was in the right place. Great to see you again. I wonder if you might start by telling listeners a little bit about your sort of musical education.
You know, as so many do, I started singing and playing in church. My babysitter, who watched me from the time I was 3 months old or so, when she learned to play piano, I was around the age of 6, she said I was really interested, so she taught me as she went. She taught me how to play by ear, and she got me into singing and harmonizing, and I traveled to churches with them and sing, and everybody loves to hear a child sing, so it was a big hit. But done that, and then...
So that was when you were, like...
6.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember I played a birthday party for this old man once. I took my little tiny pack-around keyboard, played Happy Birthday for him, and he gave me $5. I didn't expect that. I was like... Thank you.
Very nice.
That was my first paying gig.
Nice. $5. That's all right.
When you were born, they sang your shoes. They say that roll on this one's got so much to lose. So they claimed you for the house. And they never, ever, ever would let you out. Lord have mercy, it's a crime. It's a sin, you've been out with the young bloods again. Well, yeah, you think that you're so old, but just you wait till all their booze and bones makes your hands cold. You ain't the young blood, so get it right. You were bred to serve the Lord, but honey, where were you last night? Lord have mercy, it's a crime, it's a sin, you've been out with the young bloods.
By the time you were in, say, middle school, were you kind of known as the singing, playing gal?
Well, just kind of how it happens. You get cool in high school sometimes, cool in your own way. Some other people might not find it cool, but people started being like, oh, she plays guitar. I started playing guitar around 12, 13 years old. And guitar is when I started writing songs, and people thought that was very cool. They always want to hear you sing and put you on the spot.
Yeah, right.
And that was strange.
Sing something for me.
Yeah. It's much easier to do in this circumstance where it's like what I'm expected to do. But when you are like at the grocery store and someone's like, sing that song for her, that's strange because it's a head turner and awkward.
Yeah.
I love awkward, but I don't love awkward.
At what point in time did you finally get to that place where you felt like, hey, you know, I can spin some lyrics, and were you getting some good feedback from some people in particular?
You know, really, when I got my permit, I started going to play at this local open mic. Everybody writes different songs, but I heard some people doing their original stuff, and I thought to myself, well, mine are cooler than that. So I was like, I'll play my songs. So I started bringing my guitar and playing, and that was a coffee shop in Moorhead. So that's kind of where I started playing out.
You were in Olive Hill your whole your whole childhood. Mm-hmm. And so Moorhead's about a half an hour.
Yeah, 15
not
minutes.
Not even.
10 minutes,
okay,
15
minutes. They're on 64.
Yeah.
Right. And so did you end up going to Moorhead to go to college, or did you do college?
Well, out of high school, I didn't really have any particular thing in mind I wanted to do, but I understood debt, and I realized there's a lot of debt with school, usually.
Indeed.
So I don't want that. So I was loitered on a large grand scale in life. Most of my 20s.
Uh-huh.
I worked at the university as a DJ, 16 hours a week on the air, 19 years old.
Hey!
Tell us about Olive Hill and, like, you know, what's the, why does Olive Hill exist?
You know, I personally don't know where the name come from, but I've wondered. And there's those copper markers, you know, historical markers. And I wondered, do one of those tell me why it's called Olive Hill? Because to my knowledge, we grow no olives.
Uh-huh.
And there are plenty of hills. The town itself is situated in a valley. Tom T. Hall come from there.
Mm.
We have a fantastic little waterway that runs through there. It's awesome for kayaking. It's called Tiger Creek. Now, we're right next to Carter Caves. Carter Caves is Olive Hill's very own, and that's a state park. The town itself is quaint, got your cool storefronts, small business. You got some really neat places to eat.
Did Olive Hill have that cool factor when you were a little kid, or have you kind of watched the town develop into a destination?
As many towns do, they morph into things as the generations come and go, and it wasn't so unique, I don't think, as it is now. Like when I was growing up, it was, I don't know, my parents didn't really go to town much because if you went to town, you seen people you knew and you had to tell them how everybody was doing. And my parents didn't always want to have conversations. My dad went to stockyards and stuff and laugh it up with the knife trading buddies and the cattle trading folks. And, but they didn't go to town too much.
How come your parents were settled in Olive Hill? You have a generation of family members who've been there?
My dad's side of the family were the ones situated in there. My maiden name, Spence, they come from down in there. And my dad used to ride his horse up to my mom's house in Lewis County to trade knives with her dad. That's a far ride, let me tell you, from their house to mom's old house. It's a very long horse ride. You had to mean it. And so my mom would stand in the house and look in the mirror out the window at him. She didn't think he could see her, but he could see her through the window in the mirror looking at her. So they have a sweet love story.
Ah, that is sweet.
Yeah.
Huh. Some of your early songs, did you write about this place that raised you?
I got a cool one. We got a, one of those signs that says, "Welcome to Olive Hill."
Uh-huh.
And it had a little slogan, a little thing on the added to the bottom. It said, "A nice place to call home." I was like, this is true. And I wrote a song about that, and then maybe three or four songs out of the gajillion.
Do you have a gajillion songs?
Probably.
Like a baby chasing bubbles, I've been running after you. Empty arms and loving eyes, how I'd long to hold you. Beauty and bubbles, you'll be gone when I reach for you. I'm innocent and hungry, barefoot in the grass, seeing through all of you, clear to your vice. But honey, I still want you, it's your color. I will always come running.
chasing bubbles. I've been running after you. Empty arms, loving arms. How I long to hold you. Beauty never lasts, and neither will you. Like a baby chasing bubbles, you'll be gone when I reach for you. Be gone when I reach for you.
Let's introduce the band. Let's talk about those guys.
Well, I was telling Wes about these fellas earlier. I was telling him these are the guys that are sentimentally invested right here.
Wes is over there on guitars and vocal.
My name is Wesley Smith. I'm from Park Hills, Kentucky. I play in a band with my brother called Brother Smith. Amberly Winfrey and Trevor Caudill, they're in that band with us. Justice, he frequents the bass every now and then over with us. We also play with Nick Jamerson and the Morning Jays. Occasionally play with Grayson when he can afford me. Outside of music altogether, I love playing cards. I'll whoop anybody in Euchre or Rook or Spades, bring it anytime. Also, Jiffy and Rat's Crew, if anybody is a fan of that game. I'm not losing. I'm going to put it out there now.
My daddy read it in the Daily Independent. I seen it on the front page of USA Today. Some farmer shot at Frankie as he ran through the brush line, caught him messing with his daughter, found him baling hay in the stall.
Out and never. Take a red bandana, leave it where I lay. I pour my heart out of a night, go for broke. Hey.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Sasha Collette and the Magnolias, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio. Roots music, Southern style.